Thunderstorm in some spots this morning, otherwise a very warm day today with sun and clouds, a high of 85. Tonight clear and cooler, low 55 inland to 61 lakeside. And then for the day tomorrow, partly sunny, and it will be a very nice day. We'll have lower humidity and a high tomorrow right around 80 degrees. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, it's 83, 82 in Burlington, Milwaukee 82, and it's 82 in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Did you watch any of the basketball last night?
No.
I'm not a big NBA fan anymore, but it was pretty entertaining.
Okay.
I actually recorded it.
Incidentally, one of the guys who won with the championship with Cleveland is Richard Jefferson, if I remember right. I've got to find the information here. Excuse me, just a second.
That's all right. Who was Richard Jefferson?
He was with the Milwaukee Bucks at one time. Richard Jefferson. He was a number 13 draft pick of the Nets back in 01.
Right.
And he played his first seven seasons with New Jersey.
That I remember.
Then played for the Spurs, the Bucks, Utah, Golden State, and Dallas, and then Cleveland. And now he says, that's it, I'm done. Championship and out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's 36 years old tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Richard Jefferson.
And a ring. How about that?
Should join the WRJN Birthday Club. Have a chance to win a $25 Lou Perini gift card.
There you go.
Sure he could use it. I wonder what Richard Jefferson has made in his career earnings.
Probably a couple of coins.
I would say at least 70 mil.
Well.
Probably doesn't need the $25 Lou Perini gift card.
Well, you never know.
But it was really fascinating. Steph Curry was looking exhausted last night, and he did not play well. And, of course, before Game 6 in Cleveland, Tim Donahue. He was the former NBA referee who was found to be fixing games. And he said that it was a widespread practice in the NBA, and he predicted before Game 6 that there was no way Golden State would be allowed to win that game because there's too much money at stake for Game 7. And, of course, Cleveland won Game 6. Steph Curry was thrown out of the game. Steve Kerr, the coach of Golden State, was fined $25,000 for complaining about the refereeing. And then in Game 7, anything can happen. They probably played it straight. But I was very happy for Cleveland. They have not won a championship since Jim Brown played for the Browns.
Yeah. Came close a couple of times with the baseball team, but not quite there.
And with the Browns, too. The famous drive,
yeah,
and the drive. And the fumble.
I saw on that four-letter network special reports on all that and what that did to the city. And tough situation.
It's a big thing for a local area to win a championship. It's great morally. It's great financially. We've mm-hmm. seen the economic boom since the Packers have been good again, since Favre and Aaron Rodgers. But you got to really feel good for Cleveland. They have had a stain on their reputation for so long as an area. The mistake on the lake. Lake Erie famously caught on fire.
For a while, the closest thing to any kind of winning season was the movie Major League.
That's exactly right. And then, of course, they've got the Republican National Convention coming up this July. So
that'll be interesting.
LeBron James completely lost it after the game. He was literally bawling his eyes out on the court like a little baby.
Well, Michael Jordan kind of did the same thing how many years ago?
In the locker room, but that was after his dad had been killed. And it's an emotional thing, but it just shows you how hard it is. The Warriors set the record for the best regular season record in NBA history, but they couldn't finish. They had nothing left in the tank.
Mm-hmm. So, and Curry didn't have a good night. So you got to have your star be a star when you need him to be a star.
Which is exactly what LeBron was.
Yeah.
But he completely collapsed. You think Trump will cry after he gets the nomination in Cleveland? Do you know, the man says not only has he never apologized, including to God, but that he never has cried. He just does not cry.
Probably doesn't feel pain either.
You
never know.
We are going to be talking.
Maybe he has people that do that for him.
That's a very good point, Tom. We're going to be talking with the intermediary, Chris Harrington, after we get the sports. there is some talk now on the inside that Trump really doesn't want to be president. And he's certainly playing it out that way, that this is all about now forming his own television network called Trump TV. There's some serious psychological implications for what's happening right now and indications. So we will be talking with the intermediator, Chris Harrington, after we learn what is happening in the world of sports next on WRJN.
Opa! The best church festival is back for another year. It's time once again for the